You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for sportingnews.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Vinny Iyer and also on Facebook, Vinny Iyer. Pretty easy to find in all those places. But here we are, week 16, leading into the championship week for a lot of leagues out there. We've already given you Matchup Wednesday that gave you the insight on all the games. We turn to our focused slash lineup Thursday. We're moving up a day this week to close the week because of the holiday. And a programming note, we will be off on Monday. We'll come back on Tuesday and do kind of a bigger show for you there with a roundup Monday, everything we saw in week 16, the takeaways there. We'll wait till Tuesday to do a roundup show with the two big games there on Monday on Christmas Day. So programming note there. So we'll close the week today, and we look at some specific lineup things, and we're very focused with what we're looking at today. Yesterday we kind of gave you the idea on who to play and who not to play going through all the games. This we'll look at FanDuel and DraftKings and DFS or some guys in the middle of the pack, if you're playing year-long, that you can look at that you might have some tough decisions on, and you're going to make a call either way. So we'll dive right into it. We'll go position by position. You can check out the Decider Fantasy Football Stardom Sit'em for Week 16 on sportingnews.com for more complete analysis on that, and also really listen to Wednesday's show for my thoughts on the week. At quarterback, we look at Jared Goff here. He's a guy I really like this particular week when I'm looking at the daily sites. It's 7,700 on FanDuel, 6,100 on DraftKings. I actually like him better on DraftKings. He's a little bit cheaper. This is the main slate of games, and it's a little different here because FanDuel doesn't include what's happening at the end of the week. It's more of a Saturday-Sunday deal where you don't have anything on Monday. So that's the biggest difference there. But with Jared Goff, I really like him this week against the Titans. The Titans, I expect to sell out to stop the run. Dick LeBeau, that's what they usually do. Their best pass rusher, Derek Morgan, is still a little bit banged up there. Their secondary is extremely banged up with Logan Ryan with an ankle issue, as well as LeSean Sims. So that's going to set up nicely for what Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp can do. And, of course, Todd Gurley being a factor out of the backfield catching passes. So I don't think it's going to be another crazy Gurley game. I still think he could have a very strong game overall, but it's not going to be all Gurley and no Goff this particular week. Just the matchup is a little bit different from the Seattle game. So I think Goff is going to do a little bit more. He did have two touchdown passes last week, but I think this is going to come with a little bit more yardage and a chance for the troika there, and I really like that pricing. Now, a little bit more expensive on DraftKings is Blake Bortles at 6,500, but he's $100 cheaper on FanDuel at 7,600 than Jared Goff. And so Bortles in this matchup against the 49ers, he's been red hot here the past 4 weeks. Hasn't disappointed. We've had a good matchup after good matchup, and he's come through. It doesn't really matter. There's no Marquise Lee. We know Keelan Cole's in there, D.D. Westbrook. There's a chance that Alan Hurns returns this week as well, to pair along with Jaden Mickens. We'll see Mercedes Lewis. He's had a shoulder injury if he can go. But regardless, he's got plenty of guys that can get into the backfield. Leonard Fournette is on his way back, but keep in mind the 49ers have been a little bit better against the run. So you figure they're going to maybe use Fournette, and maybe the 49ers loading up to stop Fournette and make sure he doesn't beat him to open things up in the passing game. And there's nothing scary about this 49ers secondary. So that's where I look at for your values. You could pay up, but we know Tom Brady struggled of late. Drew Brees is extremely hard to trust. Russell Wilson is coming off a bad game. So those are the guys that you're really going to pay up. But if you want a little bit of a pivot, I think a lot of people will go to Nick Foles after his 4-touchdown game against the Giants, play him against the Raiders. But Goff, people might be off because of last week. Bortles, they'll be wondering if he can keep it up. And that's where you can look at the values there in the middle at quarterback. Now, if you're going very bottom of the barrel, and this is crazy to me because you have Eli Manning coming off a very solid game, 6,800 only on FanDuel, 5,200 on DraftKings. And I look at it, Blaine Gabbert is looking at a higher price, and Gabbert's not even starting in this other side of the game with Drew Stanton returning. So Manning is right there before you get to all the backups like Ryan Fitzpatrick and those type of guys, these high-end backups. That's where Manning's price is. And this is a guy that just threw for 400 yards and had a pretty big game against an Eagles secondary. The Cardinals secondary is a little bit better. They have Patrick Peterson, we get it, and Tyrann Mathieu, but Manning, the volume is just going to be incredible. They're just going to abandon the run and throw a ton in this one. And I think at least he can get 302 TDs against the Cardinals in this. And it may not be much higher than that, but at that ridiculous low, low price to get that value, it's pretty good because you're looking at a good 18 points from that position plus. So sometimes that's enough to get going, especially in a cash game. And really this week, it's a good week to load up on like the surefire stud running backs and then go elsewhere to look at some top wide receiver or tight end options. And Manning gives you so much flexibility if you put him in there. And maybe even a sneaky stack with Sterling Shepard, because Shepard's going to avoid Patrick Peterson in the slot there. Evan Engram could have a little bit of a tough go against the Cardinals coverage against the tight end. So Shepard could be a major factor inside on these quick passes and eat up high volume, especially in the full point PPR DK format. And now we'll look at the running backs. And two guys from the NFC South we'll focus on here on the sites. And it's Christian McCaffrey, 7,300 on FanDuel, 6,400 on DraftKings. You have Devontae Freeman, 7,000 on FanDuel, 6,500 on DraftKings. So I like both of these guys this week to be all-around factors. Yeah, McCaffrey has to deal with Jonathan Stewart, who could score in this one and run well against the Buccaneers. Devonta Freeman probably has to return to a little bit of a timeshare with Tevin Coleman coming back here, likely to be cleared from the concussion protocol at New Orleans. But Freeman is their meal ticket right now. He's been awesome, ate up the Buccaneers. So if you look at the prices here, you got to go with Freeman over McCaffrey on FanDuel. He's going to play a big part. He's going to catch some passes, especially with the half-point PPR type format. I think that's where you want to go with Freeman there, because it's more of a standard type league, close to that anyway, and I think Freeman is going to find the end zone probably. On the other side, McCaffrey is the better value on DraftKings, 6,400 versus 6,500 for Freeman because of the full-point PPR. He's going to be heavily involved as a receiver, short catches a lot of them, so he's going to rack him up and has a shot at a touchdown as well, but he's pretty safe as a yardage and a catch play here for you there. Now if we go a little bit cheaper, you got to like Deion Lewis here, 6,700 on FanDuel. He's a better bargain there, where in DraftKings he's 6,000. So not bad either way to me. He's still cheaper than those other two guys significantly there that you look at. But keep in mind, no Rex Burkhead against Buffalo. Buffalo's run defense is pretty awful at this point. And some people said James White could get a few more touches, but Lewis is just the guy that is really the early down type. And I think this is why I didn't want to pay up for Tom Brady with no Chris Hogan at full speed here necessarily. I think Brady can have a good game too, but I feel very good about Lewis at that price as kind of a feature back with the way he's going to get touches. I expect the game flow is going to be in the Patriots' favor as well. And really, there's no competition here with Burkhead in the red zone either for the rushing scores. We saw him do that late against Pittsburgh, find the end zone there. So Lewis is a great, great play this week on daily fantasy sites. Now, there's two guys that I'll look at 6,100, both on FanDuel, but there's a difference in DraftKings. That's Joe Mixon of the Bengals, and Theo Riddick of the Lions, the same game. And in the DraftKings format, the full point PPR, Riddick is actually $4,000 cheaper, or $400 cheaper, at 4,700 versus 5,100. And so if I'm going to, with a cheap option, I go Theo Riddick on DraftKings. The Bengals could get Vontaze Burfict back. It's looking a little bit better for him to play, but Riddick still can eat up this reeling run defense, especially with his ability to catch passes. He's okay with the wrist injury. That's what we wanted to see. But at that price, it's pretty darn good for him to be involved. I picked the Lions will control this game, get ahead a little bit. And that's why I kind of like both these guys, because I think Joe Mixon, coming back from his concussion, he'll be fine, it looks like, to play here, that he's going to get a heavy volume. The rest of the offense is going to stink. You have Darius Slay containing A.J. Green downfield. I think it's going to be Mixon and Tyler Kroft are probably going to be their best way to move the ball. So Mixon could get a high volume. Riddick is going to get a high volume here. Even if the Lions are ahead, they'll use Riddick on short passes and kind of an extension of the running game to work the clock here. So that's what I expect in this game. So both of these running backs, I think, can have good value for you this week. Holiday cash. You need it, and I know where to get it. MyBookie is the place to score serious cash on your sports predictions. Believe it or not, the holidays are here, and while that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending, that also means there's lots of football, basketball, and hockey games you can score big on every day. Man up and play like the pros on game day. You can play the money line, side, or total. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs, and it offers super fast payouts when you win. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. If you want to make money betting the games, you got to go to mybookie.ag. You got to check them out for yourself. They have odds in every matchup and a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. And the best news of all, that MyBookie is offering a special bonus there. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. You just have to use the promo code Locked On. That's the promo code Locked On, and you can activate that offer. So make sure you visit mybookie.ag today. Hear what everyone's talking about as the best mobile wagering site out there in the business. Play on your computer, play on your smartphone. It's a great site for you to get in all the action and make it an extra special holiday season for you. Visit mybookie.ag today. Enter that promo code Locked On to activate the offer. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid, MyBookie. Now, we'll close the week here looking at the wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses we like on the daily sites, and some good action there as well. Now, we'll start in the mid-range. I don't like to go too far to the top, plus the options are not as good here. Julio Jones has been banged up. DeAndre Hopkins has got P.J. Yates in there, and you have no Antonio Brown. So this week is a good week to maybe go to the next tier of wide receivers. And so let's start with Doug Baldwin here. He's 7,300 on FanDuel, 6,300 on DraftKings. And when you look at that in the same range, Devin Funch is 7,000 on FanDuel, 6,600 on DraftKings. And you have Mike Evans, 70 on FanDuel, 6,400 at DraftKings. So these three guys in the middle are very well priced. Obviously, Doug Baldwin is a steal on DraftKings, that he's cheaper than both of these guys. I know they had a terrible game last week, but keep in mind Orlando Scandrick is banged up. He could play, but they could play Anthony Brown there in the slot for the Cowboys. The young corners are playing well outside with Awuzie and Lewis, but in the middle of the field in the slot, Doug Baldwin could really feast. It could be a get-well makeup game for Wilson and Baldwin there, who just couldn't get going against the Rams. So I love Baldwin, especially on DraftKings, that price at 6,300. Now, if you're going to FanDuel and you're saying, who do I want here, Funchess or Evans, same game, 7,000 there, 7,000 FanDuel, exact price here. It's crazy that at this stage of the season, Mike Evans is the same price as Devin Funchess, but Funchess has been the better type of big target this season for the most part. I kind of like Evans more in this game because he's come on strong. Keep in mind that there's no O.J. Howard, so that big target is gone for the season. DeSean Jackson is battling an ankle injury. Evans is going to get a monster amount of targets, and I also think the game flow, the way that Jameis Winston is playing right now, the game flow is going to allow for more garbage to come in Evans' way. But the Carolina Panthers build a big lead here. They run. They get ahead. Funchess may not be needed as much here if things are taken care of early. So I think Evans, after scoring and having some upside against the Falcons last week, I feel a lot better about him. Strangely, it's late here in the season, and that's where you have to go. Now, as a DraftKings-only play, because he's not in the slate there because they're not including the Monday games, on FanDuel is Martavis Bryant at 5,600. I mentioned no Brown this week. Bryant could get a little bit of Jonathan Joseph there, a little Clemson, South Carolina action. But keep in mind that Nuke Hopkins is on the other side. And Bryant, there's a bit of a Clemson pride thing when you go up against the Texans. And I think Bryant is going to be up to the task here outside as the number one receiver for the Steelers. You can look at Juju Smith-Schuster around the same price as well in that format on DraftKings. But you look at Bryant, I think he has the higher upside, especially for tournaments. You could have a big game here against this Texans secondary that got pretty roasted last week there against the Jacksonville's guys. I look at the combination of Keelan Cole and Jaden Mickens, and I think you could see Bryant and Smith-Schuster going off in that way. Keep in mind, Marquise Lee, the top Jaguars receiver, went out in that game. Brown is not going to be available as the top Steelers receiver, so Bryant definitely intriguing. So is Juju Smith-Schuster, both I want parts of this week in DFS. Now, if you're going to that middle tier bargain category, FanDuel 6,400, Cooper Kupp, 5,300 DraftKings. I love the matchup against Logan Ryan. I'm going to mention Ryan is a little bit banged up. That's why I like Jared Goff. I like any combination of Goff and Kupp or Goff and Robert Woods this week. So great combination there against this Titans secondary. The best thing about Sean McVay and the Rams offense, they know exactly what to exploit. Last week was K.J. Wright was down, Bobby Wagner was not right, so a whole bunch of Todd Gurley and great success. This week we know the secondary is going to be pretty weak for the Titans, so Cooper Kupp at 6,400 on FanDuel, 5,300 DraftKings, great price there. Overall in both formats, and you can't go wrong there. Now, if you're going for a bit of a tournament pivot, we'll go a little deeper here for you, and there's a couple of options here. And one guy I do like more on DraftKings is Tyrell Williams of the Chargers, 4,500. He's 5,400 on FanDuel. And one I like a little bit more on FanDuel is Keelan Cole of the Jaguars. He's 5,300 on that site, 47 on DraftKings. So that's how you have to kind of look at these two. Williams, we know, is a home run hitter. Hit or miss. That's why he's a good tournament play. He's in that Sammy Watkins type mold. But I really like Tyrell Williams against his Jets secondary. If they can move around and get him a big play away from Morris Claiborne. Claiborne is dealing with a foot injury as well. I think you could see an easy deep shot from Phillip Rivers to Williams. It didn't happen last week against the Chiefs. It happened a couple weeks ago, however. So Tyrell Williams, if you're going for the tournament play, maybe a guy that can go off. I mean, you could look at Travis Benjamin around the same price as well and hope for a sudden explosion there with like two touchdowns and 150 yards or something. But Williams is capable of that type of game, and that's a tournament play. I think Keelan Cole can be used in tournaments too. He had a great tournament day, obviously against the Texans where no one kind of maybe was on him. But I think more and more people should pay attention to him. He's going to be in a key role here with no Lee. They love Cole. Bortles is locked in with him the past few several weeks here, so Cole has been just a nice revelation here, and I really like him. I think he can be useful for you in both cash and GPP this week at 5,300, 147 on FanDuel, DraftKings, respectively. Now, one play that I might look at, I mentioned I like Mike Evans a lot, but if DeSean Jackson does indeed miss the game, you're going to see more of Chris Godwin. He didn't really come through well in the first time, and he's a rookie. Just keep that in mind. But again, if there's garbage scenarios here for the Buccaneers, then Cameron Brate, the only tight end standing there, he could see some good coverage from the Panthers. Good one at 4,500 on FanDuel only $3,000 on DraftKings. So if you're going really cheap and want to hope for some garbage production there and some catches, I mean, you could get him maybe 6 for $70 day there on DraftKings and be pretty pleased with it in a more of a non-tournament cash game situation. Then you could go there for sure with Godwin. Now, as we go to the tight ends, it's the same old deal with tight ends. You either want to pay up or you want to go down and find a bargain. I think that's the way you go with quarterback as well in general. I think you do that at tight end. I think it's just a general rule, same as the drafting rule, that you're going to either take a quarterback early or quarterback late. Same thing with tight ends here in week-to-week situations. If you're going on FanDuel, because they're not including the Monday action, Travis Kelce, I really like. He was kind of a quiet against the Chargers, still was very involved, just didn't explode like he does, and they didn't have a shot at a touchdown. I really like him against the Dolphins this week. I know they have Rashad Jones, but the Dolphins have been still giving up things to tight ends. 7,000 on FanDuel, 6,900 on DraftKings. He's a guy I would pay up for. I wouldn't quite go up for Rob Gronkowski this week and Chase last week's total. But I do really like Kelce a little bit cheaper. On DraftKings, if you're going for one part of the Monday action, Zach Ertz, you got to love there against the Raiders. He's only 6,000. So big drop off from Kelce when you look at the price, $900 cheaper, but could be just as effective there against the Raiders. So he's the guy I like as the high-end person on DraftKings this week. Now, as we dig deeper, there are three intriguing options, and we'll go first on their price on FanDuel. Ricky Seals-Jones, 5,200, as well as Eric Ebron, 5,200, and behind them, Adam Shaheen, 5,100. Now, of these guys on DraftKings, the cheapest is Seals-Jones. So I might take more of a flyer with Seals-Jones there, 3,500. Troy Nicholas looks a little bit banged up in this one. Jermaine Gresham still has an illness. They're playing the Giants. They give up tight end touchdowns. Blaine Gabbert is benched because he was off. Maybe Drew Stanton will get Larry Fitzgerald and Seals-Jones going better in the middle of the field where the Giants are pretty vulnerable at this point. So Seals-Jones at the 3,500 DraftKings, he's the guy there. I think if I was paying the same price on FanDuel, I might look at Eric Ebron and Adam Shaheen. Shaheen will have to see with a chest injury if he's able to return then play against Cleveland, but the matchup is so good. He's just such a big body, an athletic young kid that I think you're going to get the better of someone in that Cleveland secondary. So I'm going Shaheen or Ebron. I think I feel a little bit better about Shaheen. They're a little bit cheaper because he's got a very good matchup. He's a little risky because he's a rookie and he's got Mitchell Trubisky, but they don't really have too much more to throw to other than where you're looking at with Kendall Wright in the slot. So that's where I kind of go there. But Ebron has been hot. He's been very productive of late. 5,200, 3,700 prices as well. So these three guys in the middle are the ones I would target for my bargain. And I think Ebron and Shaheen are a little bit safer than Seals-Jones, but Seals-Jones is cheaper, and it's a bit of a pivot GPP-type situation against the Giants' defense that is giving up a lot to the tight end. Won't probably have Landon Collins in the lineup this week. Now we'll close the show and the week with a look at defense. And you have Carolina Panthers. We'll start there. I mentioned the Buccaneers could get down early and have to throw a lot. I can see them getting a ton of garbage yardage in this game potentially, but we know Jameis Winston, he avoided turnovers on Monday night against the Falcons. I think they could come to fruition here. 4,800 on FanDuel and 3,100 on DraftKings for the Panthers. So if you're going to pay up a little bit, if you don't want to go with the Chargers or Jaguars, they're a little bit higher priced here in really favorable situations. I think you can get the same kind of production from the Panthers and pivot a little to 48 and 31. And then you go to the Lions next in the next tier. They are playing at the Bengals. They're playing Andy Dalton. It could be a mess for Andy Dalton again against his pass rush. And the secondary, some sacks and picks could be had there. So 4,600 on FanDuel, 2,900 on DraftKings. You can definitely go there. Now, this is an interesting one that I wouldn't pay for necessarily on DraftKings as much in relation to these other two defenses, but the Chiefs. 4,500 on FanDuel, so cheaper than both the Panthers and Lions there. But 3,300, expensive, more expensive than both the Panthers and Lions there. But the Chiefs, they're getting Jay Cutler at home. Marcus Peters was pumped up, made a lot of big plays there against Phillip Rivers last week. This pass rush is playing a little bit better. The Dolphins are kind of going through the motions right now with their offense. And other than Kenny and Drake, I don't really like the matchups in this particular game for the Dolphins. So great opportunity there with the Chiefs. And I think you can definitely go there with your team this week. So it can be a big help to go for a little bit of a sleeper, and they're kind of in the middle of the road where you don't get too cheap and end up with a team that's going to backfire or get you negative points there in fantasy football. So there you have it. There's a look at a focused lineup situation here for your daily fantasy football needs. And also keep in mind that all the advice we give here is also good for year long and when you're doing a deep dive and trying to make these decisions across positions as well as positions individually. So thanks again for listening. Make sure you check out all the great podcasts on the Locked On Network, whether it's Locked On NFL Draft or Team by Team. We've got you covered all around this network, and I'm very thankful to be part of it as the holiday seasons are here. Hope you have a very good end of your holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Anything else you're celebrating, just good times and good cheer with your family. Please enjoy that and come back Tuesday and listen to us. We'll have some advice there for you in week 17 for fantasy football. So enjoy the holiday. Go to MyBookie, take advantage of that, and maybe win a little bit more holiday cash. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. I'll see you next Tuesday for Roundup Tuesday, week 16.